Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, April 11th, and glad to be able to be here sending out the light and truth over the Light and Truth Radio Network. Amen. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here. I hope you had a good weekend and a good day in the Lord's house yesterday, it being the Lord's Day. We celebrated the resurrection of the Lord a week early. Amen. I'm glad every Sunday morning we celebrate the fact that it was on Sunday morning that Jesus Christ got up from the grave. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to be looking in 1 John here in just a moment, but I've got just a couple of things I want to mention before we do. I've got two songs queued up, and I've got a reason for both of these songs. First of all, I want to mention that we are glad to have the Halls back. I understand they drove back in or came back in yesterday. Brother Ben brought them in and his family, some of them with him, came and brought the Halls in yesterday, and understand they got in late last night. We're glad that they're back home and hope that you'll keep them in prayer, and we're looking forward to seeing them again, and hope that you'll remember them, that God will continue to strengthen them as they recover from some health issues. And so I've got a song queued up by Mrs. Hall, singing one entitled, I'm the Sheep, the Shepherd Left the Fold and Found. Good song. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. But before that, I've got a song that was actually recorded by the congregation at the Pleasant View Baptist Church over in McQuaidy, Kentucky. They're having their annual Jubilee service this week, and that meeting starts up on Thursday at 3 p.m., there at the Pleasant View Baptist Church in McQuaidy, Kentucky. The good pastor, Brother Dale Massengale, will be moderating that, and we're looking forward to being with them on Thursday and Friday of this week. This is the congregation singing, just a little chorus. It's got more to it, but just the chorus singing the song there entitled, All I Ever Want to Be. I trust it'll be a blessing to you. Then the message from the Word of God. All right, as we begin looking in the Scripture again today, we're still in that last section of 1 John chapter number 2 that we've been in now for quite some time. We're going to begin reading verse 18, read down through verse 29. But for this message, we're focusing primarily on verse number 24. We're going to be looking back and forward, but we're really basing our text from verse number 24, preaching a message on hold on to the truth. And I'm going to get to talking about the fact that the rejection of the truth of Scripture is an acceptance of the lie of Satan. And then vice versa. The acceptance of the truth of Scripture is a rejection of the lie of Satan. I'm also dealing with the fact, using that phrase, let that therefore abide in you. I've asked the question, what is to abide? We're talking about the truth. The Word of God is to abide in you and I. So I'm going to be talking about the importance of hearing the Word of God. And so we're going to be looking at 7 points from this verse on the broadcast. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky.
1 John chapter number 2. And as we study the Word of God, we've been studying through these verses of this book so far, and there's so much in here, and some of it is quite repetitious. It will be tonight, and actually this section we're getting ready to enter into, it's part of the other section, but we're getting down to the part that starts repeating, rehearsing, and actually applying what we've already seen in the verses before. So if you got your Bible there, look in verse number 18, chapter 2, verse 18 is where we start our reading, and read down through the rest of the chapter. I'm going to zero in on verse number 24. So let's read verse 18. The Bible says, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie
is of the truth. And that's really what we've been looking at in the last few messages. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Now here's our verse for tonight. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and be not ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Amen. Let's go back and read verse number 24 together again as our text verse tonight. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Now, in order to glean the truths from this verse, I'm going to break it down piece by piece. I've got seven parts I want to break this verse into. And we'll look at them quickly. I'll try not to be real long. Already been longer in the introduction than I expected. First of all, this part one is that first phrase, let that therefore abide in you. You see that phrase? Let that therefore abide in you. In order to properly determine what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is saying in this verse, we've got to, first of all, understand exactly what is meant to abide in us. What is that he's talking about? Let that therefore abide in you. What is he talking about? The Holy Spirit? Allow the Holy Spirit to stay in you? Don't lose the Holy Spirit? As if the Holy Spirit's trying to slip away from believers? No, it's certainly not. Although some teach it, it's an error. Amen. Once the Holy Spirit is shed abroad in your heart, once the Holy Spirit is dwelling within a person, that person is sealed by the Holy Ghost unto the day of redemption. Amen. He ain't leaving them. That's right. And that's Ephesians 4:30 talks about that. But he's speaking about something abiding in us. Look back at verse number 14 of our same text, 1 John 2. I read verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you. Look at verse 14. He'll tell you what's abiding in these. In this case, it's the young men. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. And look at this phrase. And the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Now, he's talking to some young people here, and he's saying to them, these young Christians, he's telling him, you have the word of God abiding in you. You have allowed it. He's saying to these even younger, he's saying, you better allow it to abide in you. You better get a hold of it. Don't let the truth of God's word slip from you, because the truth can slip away, because we're living in such a world of lies. Amen. So we can clearly see, I believe that John's speaking about the word of God. Or we say the truth. Thy word is truth, our Lord said. Amen. John 17:17. And so the truth, it must be clasped tightly to our bosom. Amen. Never allow it to slip from our grasp. Amen. If I might be allowed to paraphrase our text verse, I would say it this way. Let the truth therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. He said, let that. What's the that? It's the truth. Let the truth abide in you. Hang on to the truth. And that works well with Brother John's attempt, reasoning to show the direct opposite of the Antichrist. The Antichrist didn't let the truth sink in. They rejected it. They pushed it away. So he's saying, you need to let the truth sink in. Amen. Those who adhere to a lie and those who adhere to the truth, the two opposites, the Antichrist, hang on to the lie. They don't want the truth to get in because it'll upset their lie. They'll have to repent of their lie. Amen. So he's saying to you, you keep the truth, amen, and hang on to it. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. John was previously warning this distinctive. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. Back up. We'll keep going back 10 verses at a time. We was in 24, went to 14. Now we're at 4. Look what he said. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Underline that phrase. And the truth is not in him. What's he saying here? Let the truth abide in you. Let it in. Open the door. Receive the truth of God's word is what he's saying. Amen. These people won't. They're liars. They've accepted the lie. They believe the lie. They're spreading the lie. They're living the lie. He said, they don't let the truth in. Go back to chapter 1, verse 8. He says it again. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Here's the phrase. And the truth is not in us. There's a difference. Is the truth in you? Or is it not? John says, let it in. Amen. Let it in and let it stay in the truth. It's very important whether or not the truth is in you. Amen. These people who do not have the truth in them are not just simply ignorant of the truth. It's not just that they are unacquainted with the truth. It's that the truth has been offered them and they've rejected it. Just like a doctor. You go to the doctor. The doctor figures out what's wrong with you after he asks you what's wrong with you. I always thought I ought to give him a bill. He gives me a bill when I go to him to find out what's wrong with me. And then he asks me, what's wrong with you? I say, you want me to write you out a bill? Let me give you a prescription and a bill. No. But the doctor says what's wrong, and he figures it out. Then what does he do? He prescribes medicine. Now it's in your court. Right. You go down to the pharmacy and you get your bottle of medicine, whatever it is. You've got it. You bring it home, you put it in the shelf, and you never open that childproof bottle. You never take the medicine. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Amen. Now, the thing that I'm going, that's what preaching is, by the way. Preaching, you're going to the house of God, the preacher's giving you the prescription. He's telling you what you need. The Word of God is what you need. And you know what you need to do? Open it and take it in and receive it. If you don't, the medicine's not going to do you any good.
Right.
Amen. I could say over and over some things about that, but these folks, it's not just that they simply don't understand it, not that they're ignorant, not that they're unacquainted, but the truth is not part of them, is what he's saying. They've never received the truth, taken it in. They have never embraced the truth. They've never clung to the truth. But genuinely saved people have fallen in love with the truth. Amen. Amen. They embrace the truth as something dear to them, and they cling to it as something important and vital to their life. Amen. I've got to have the Word of God. I've got to have preaching. I've got to have fellowship with the Lord. Amen. And that's how Christians live their life. It's not sufficient just to hear sound preaching and become mentally acquainted with God's Word. The truth must have a permanent lodging place in your heart in order to really be benefited by it. Amen. So now, let me go to part two. I will talk about let that. We looked at the word that. Therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from. We're going to look at the word abide. Let that therefore abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If you get your Strong's Concordance and look at it, I didn't know this, I read it in a commentary, and so I did look it up, I investigated it myself, because you can't always believe everything you read in a commentary. Sometimes they'll tell you a word that's a certain Greek word, and they're using a different concordance than I am, because it's not always that same Greek word. But this particular case, I found it to be so, that this word abide is Strong's number 3306. It means to stay. That's pretty good, and we understand that. It means to stay in a given place, to stay in a given state, to stay in a given relation, or to stay in expectancy. It's translated in King James Bible a number of times. I didn't write it how many times, but it's translated abide, continue, dwell, endure, be present, remain, stand, and tarry, and tarry for. What's amazing to me is this particular Greek word is found three times in this verse. Three times in this one verse. But it's translated into a different English word each time. That's not a mistake of the translators. Amen. But it does have some meaning, and I don't want you to look at it. I want you to see it. Verse 24, let that therefore abide in you. There's the word, abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. And if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain, that's the same word, which remain and abide, synonyms, abide in you, remain in you, ye also shall continue. That's the word, remain, abide, continue. And so we see those together. So, in realizing this, this is the same Greek word, then it could be read this way. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall abide in you, ye shall also abide in the Son and in the Father. Or it could be read, let that therefore remain in you. If that which therefore shall remain in you, ye shall also remain in the Son. Or continue. As you just read it. Those words are interchangeable, in other words. But it helps you to understand that the Holy Spirit is saying here that when you allow the truth to get a hold of you and you get a hold of the truth, you've got a hold of something that ain't gonna let you go.
Right.
Amen. You will continue. He said they went out from it, they would no doubt have continued with us if the truth had grasped them and they had grasped the truth. Amen. They would have no doubt continued. I'll give you an illustration of that. I could give us a couple different ones, but illustration that we've all seen. You've seen a little boy, and I've done it as a boy. Leave the house, maybe mom and dad give us permission to go down the road to a neighbor's house, and you get out on the road walking, and back in the day when I was growing up, you could walk on the highway. There wasn't hardly ever a car come by. But it wasn't Model T's. It wasn't that far back. Leave out and a little puppy dog following behind you. You don't want the puppy dog following you. One thing, because you don't want to have to keep up with it all day, and you don't want to get run over in case somebody does come. So you run the dog off. You're doing your best to leave the dog. But if the dog won't leave you, you can't hardly get away from it.
Right.
Amen. Here's what the Lord's saying. The Lord's saying, you get a hold of the truth, and when the truth gets a hold of you, you ain't getting away from it. You're going to continue. There is a perseverance. That is the perseverance of the saint. Amen. The perseverance of those that are saved by the grace of God being taught in that verse very strongly, thank God. Amen. The Holy Spirit says that if we grasp the truth of God's word and hold on to that, we have actually grasped God the Father and God the Son, because they are represented by the truth. Amen. Amen. Perhaps we could say it this way. When we have been grasped by the Word of God, we have been grasped by the Spirit of God and God the Son and God the Father. Amen. Grasp us. You remember the day when the Holy Ghost arrested you? We use that word sometimes. I mean, not just breezed by you. I mean, He got your attention. You know what it was? It was the Word of God. It was the truth that got your attention. Amen. But it was the truth embodied, emboldened and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the truth, you know what you got? You got Jesus. Amen. You got the whole Trinity of the Godhead. Amen. So part three, not only, all right, let that therefore abide in you. Again, I want to look at that word that just a minute and think what that truth is the gospel message. It's the good news from heaven that men can go to heaven, but there's only one way. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It is the truth. That truth must be believed and it must be confessed. And He's saying, don't turn away. You've made a good confession. Hang on to it. Amen. It's the truth that we have heard from the beginning. Then the fourth part of that verse, which ye have heard. Look at that phrase. Which ye have heard. Again, and I've preached on this a number of times. I don't feel like I need to labor on it. But you gotta hear the truth. Not saying that deaf people can't be saved, because it's not the physical ear that needs to hear so bad. It's the spiritual hearing that must be awakened. Amen. But we gotta hear. What happens when you hear? Those sound waves don't just bounce off your ear. They go in. And we gotta hear the Word of God. We gotta take in the Word of God. Romans 10:17, you know it well. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I say this and I'm moving on. It pays to pay attention to the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message.
Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.